The bid by the Fiji Rugby Union to host a leg of the World Rugby Sevens Series in 2019 and 2020 will be submitted to World Rugby headquarters in Dublin well before the local 5 p.m. deadline. And the FRU's marketing and commercial manager, Brian Thorburn, is quietly confident.
We've done a lot of very hard work to try and make sure that we comply with everything that World Rugby requires of a bidding host nation. We're satisfied that we've ticked as many of those boxes as we possibly can. Yeah, well, World Rugby will send some people out. There'll be some negotiations over some agreements. They'll close the books, if you will, on that process at the end of May and make their recommendations to the executive committee of the World Rugby, which will make a decision on June the 28th. I think we're in with a good chance.
In a move to garner greater public support, the FRU has hooked up with the Fiji Football Association. The hope is more sports lovers back the bid by signing up online at fijiforsevens.com, which was launched back in August last year.
That was wonderful to get that level of support from football. I think they see the benefits to the country of improved facilities, of higher profile events and so on. And they're Fijians at heart as well, and even though football, I guess, is their primary passion, I think everyone in Fiji has a passion for rugby.
I mean, it's quite unusual to see a rugby body hooking up with the Football Association. I'm sure in Australia that wouldn't happen, but since it's happened in Fiji, what kind of results are you guys really looking at or looking forward to?
We're hoping that we'll get a lot of support for our FijiForSevens.com campaign, where we've been trying to get people to sign up. I think it's just a good indication to World Rugby that that the country is behind this bid. It's not just the Fiji Rugby Union. And having football on board, and even Rugby League has made some positive comments about it in the media. So it's a great sense of unity.
But despite that sense of unity, the response to the online campaign has not risen to the level the FRU were clearly hoping for.
We've had probably moderate results. It's one thing asking people to sign up. It's another thing getting people to actually do it. We're well over 10,000, but we had hoped that we'd be able to get up to 30 or 50,000. So as a last-minute call to any Fijian to support us, fijiforsevens.com. If you do sign up before the end of February, you'll be in the chance to win a trip to the Hong Kong Sevens. But we will continue through till June with the campaign, and hopefully we'll get many people there. And there are 19 countries who have expressed interest, including ourselves. And but that certainly includes the current 10 hosts. It's certainly a competitive tender process.
The FRU is planning a public launch of their World Sevens bid in Suva on Friday, March the 9th. But by then, matters will be largely out of their hands.